A judge may soon be forced to see the world through rose-colored glasses after last week's word that the superintendent in Merrillville, Indiana, had suggested that high school students not wear pink to school. Worry about gangs and an alleged gang preference for pink apparently sparked the concern. Too many pink shirts, too much potential for school violence. There was a bit of an uproar from those decidedly in the pro-pink camp. But protest or not, the law allows public schools to regulate student clothing. The gray part of that seemingly black and white test is where we draw the line between that right and the wrong of imposing an unconstitutional ban on expressive conduct. A number of years ago, the United States Supreme Court wrote in a famous phrase that students do not shed their constitutional rights at the schoolhouse gate. Nonetheless, the court found in the same case that if school officials reasonably believe that some form of student expression would materially and substantially interfere with the work of the school or impinge on the rights of other students, a ban on that particular item of clothing would be okay. So no, schools couldn't survive constitutional scrutiny when they prevented students from wearing black armbands to protest the Vietnam War. That's protected student expression. But schools could regulate skirt length, for example. Imagine the potential disruption without such guidance. Ever since the Supreme Court's decision, other courts have relied on it in school dress code cases, and it's clear that judges know their place in school hierarchy. If there's good evidence that the ban on a particular clothing item would help keep students in line, help stop school violence, courts defer to school authorities. Two cases from separate places help prove that. In California 10 years ago, a court upheld a high school's right to ban clothing that promoted any college or professional sports team. Gangs had apparently adopted particular teams, and therefore a Go Lakers sentiment could mean much more. Courts also upheld a ban on blue jeans in a Connecticut school district. There, student envy over designer denim had disrupted classes in the past. A ban would mean no one would see green over blue anymore. Back to Merrillville, Indiana. Given the legal recognition that school safety is important, and given court deference to administrators, if the school district there could show that the color pink was truly a danger, that it would indeed create a real potential for violence and potentially cause substantial disruption because of a gang connection, it's possible that a court would uphold even a ban on pink clothing. I searched the Merrillville School's website a few days ago, looking for more information on pink, and could find no mention of it. I found instead a tip for parents: promote quiet times for reading. There's irony there. Search the internet for a color therapy page, and you'll learn that the color pink is credited with soothing the emotions. Gangs or not, given that, any school district wishing to promote quiet and worried about violence may want to rethink anti-pink. They might also want to revisit the choice of the Merrillville school mascot, an eye-patched pirate with a big old knife in his mouth. He's purple, by the way. I'm Amy Guida.